anonymous. Why would anyone want to do that? This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All right, and I love machines, some more than others. I love four-wheel drive machines a lot more than I love computers, for example. So I don't know how long ago it was I first saw this thing on the internet. And I looked at it and said, man, that looks like a Jeep, but it's not quite a Jeep. But, man, it's cool looking. And I started checking it out. It's called the Roxor. And it's built by Mahindra's Automotive Group. Mahindra is the largest manufacturer of tractors in the world. It's an Indian company based in Mumbai, right? But now they're building this Jeep product, if you will, right here in Michigan. And so Ivy and I jumped in the car the other day and went to Indian River, Michigan, to the Indian River Sports Center and looked at the Roxor in person. And it is like a Jeep, and it feels like a Jeep. It's a cool vehicle that out of the factory goes 45 miles an hour top end. It's four-wheel drive. Comes with a four-cylinder turbo diesel and starts at about 16 grand. And they're big enough they could be street legal, and I'm told that if you put a conversion kit on it, you can do all of that. But here to answer all of my questions is Rich Ansell. He is the Vice President of Marketing at Mahindra Automotive North America. Rich Ansell, good to have you here.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, so we looked at this. The Indian River Sports Center up there sells, you know, snowmobiles and quads, and they have the Roxor right there, and we saw three or four of them. And man, what a cool vehicle this is. How did this come to be?
Well, you know, Mahindra got its start 70 years ago with a contract from Willis Overland to bring military vehicles into Asia. And so we've been making vehicles like this ever since, actually out of the same plant in Mumbai. And we saw an opportunity to, we took a vehicle that we make there and kind of redesigned it and re-engineered it for U.S. taste and said to ourselves, you know, there's a market here in the U.S. The side-by-side market, if you're familiar with it, and Polaris and Yamaha and Honda,
sure,
they all play there. It's grown to be about a 500,000 unit a year segment. And we saw the opportunity to come in with a much more capable, durable, stronger vehicle for about the same price point. And so that's what we've done. We started up production about a year ago here in Auburn Hills, and it's gone great for us so far.
Now, it is bigger than some of the side-by-sides. I have a Rhino that's been around for a while that I have, so, yes, I'm quite familiar with these things. I've been on a lot of Polaris Rangers. A lot of my guys that I know have those things. This is more like it's like the original Jeep, isn't it?
Well, it's a Roxor, but it comes from that same place, if you will. Again, we started, you know, making those vehicles over 70 years ago, so it's of that, you know, it's of that heritage.
And that's what I mean. The DNA is the same. I understand it's a Mahindra product. It's got a turbo diesel in it, which is pretty cool. A turbo diesel that is really strong. And like I said, 45
That's
miles an hour.
That's our own engine. That's a Mahindra engine. That's a turbo diesel engine. Everything we do in India is pretty much diesel.
There you go.
And so that's part of that ruggedness and that durability that we're bringing to market.
Now, if you want to go basic, Rich, you can start with one at about 16 grand, like I said. And folks, if you're not familiar with this, go look it up. It's R-O-X-O-R, R-O-X-O-R, the Roxor. It can be so basic you don't even have a windshield or doors, right? I mean, it can come really basic.
Right. It's basically no interior. You hose it out. At a starting price, it's got no roof. It's got no enclosure. It's got no windshield.
It has a roll cage.
Go ahead.
It has a roll cage. It does have that. So it's got that.
Yep.
So you've got the side-by-side and a roll cage. Now, you can deck the thing out, but you deck it out pretty good, and you're still sitting at about 20 grand. And at that point, according to the folks there that I talked to in Indian River, you can make it street legal. There's legal. There's a conversion kit, so you can make them so they're legal to operate on the roads. Is that something you're looking toward?
Well, we can't sell it as an on-road vehicle. It's not designed to meet U.S. CRAS standards, so we don't market it or sell it that way. I mean, what we tell people to do is, you know, consult with your local authorities in terms of what the rules are. But this is a vehicle that's off-road only. We couldn't bring it on-road if we wanted to. And we have no intent to do
that. Not out of the factory, you can't. Okay, so I understand that. But if different counties like Charlevoix County, where I have the Northern Retreat up there, you can get an ORV sticker, you can be street legal. And like you said, just check with the local authorities. Now, it's a big market, like you said, 500,000 units. You've got something here that is, I just think it's cool. I mean, it's like it is the same DNA as an old Army Jeep, and that's the way I kind of feel driving around in the Roxor, except it's got a turbo diesel, which makes it somewhere near bulletproof, right?
Right. Yeah, we're getting a lot of feedback from the market with these side-by-sides, particularly, you know, if you're playing really hard in them or if you're working hard in them, that they break. You know, they're plastic-bodied vehicles, belt-driven. They got to be replaced quite a bit. And so we're getting interest from mines and municipalities and search and rescue outfits that are tired of replacing those vehicles every couple of years. They take one look at this vehicle. It's got a box steel frame. It's got a Dana-style axle. It's just bulletproof by comparison. And so, you know, these outfits are all about low cost of operation, and they take a look at this vehicle and say, okay, this is going to last me 7, 8, 10 years,
right?
And there's not much that can go wrong with it, so it's kind of an easy value proposition.
And I told my daughter that she'll have to learn one other thing. She'll have to learn about a 4 on the floor, which is pretty cool too. Yeah, she's got to learn how to use a manual transmission. So, how many of these things? I mean, they look like they're red hot, flying off the assembly line and flying out the door at these dealerships. How many do you anticipate moving in 2019?
Oh, I don't know that we have I want to share the specific number for 2019 for competitive reasons, but it's you know, we ramped up a little slowly just to maintain quality, but the thing's taken off. All of the press reviews we're getting are just tremendous. The feedback we're getting from customers, from our owners now, is tremendous. So, you know, we're just starting into the selling season right now. We think 2019 is going to be huge for us.
Plus, you can trick it out. That's the one thing. You can make it your own. Because you start basic, you want a windshield, you want a top, you want a different color, you want, heck, the Ted Nugent version I saw there at the shop. You can get anything you want
right here.
All right, Rich, so I expect great things from you. And it's being built in Michigan, which we're very proud of. Rich Ansel, thank you very much. Where can people find out more? You got about 20 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
RoxorOffroad.com, all one word, RoxorOffroad.com.
There you go. And so what we're going to do, we're going to put it up on the Facebook page, and we'll put it up on Twitter as well. You guys can find it. Trust me, this is the coolest four-wheel drive, bulletproof vehicle that I've seen in a while. Hey, Rich, congratulations on just a hell of a job.
Thanks very much, Steve.
I greatly appreciate you being here. It's called the Roxor by Mahindra. Go check it out. Trust me, it's cool. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show.